Hello everyone, and welcome back to the third segment of our loyalty discussions episode, where we're talking all about the reasons why loyalty programs fail. In this episode, we're talking through all of the things that may make your loyalty program not work so that you can get it right the first time. In this segment, we're going to talk to you all about creating a loyalty strategy. So if you're interested in adding loyalty into your business, you are in the right place. So in this segment, we are covering where you need to start when you create a loyalty program. So with that in mind, Christina, could you cover some of the things that people need to think about when they're starting to create a loyalty strategy?
This is one of the things that we see quite a lot. One of the biggest struggles we see prospects that come to us having, and that's really not knowing what they want to do, why they want to have a loyalty program in the first place. Often we ask this question in the first interactions and conversations with our prospective buyers, and you know, they will go back saying, you know, obviously we want to make more money. Well, it's not quite that simple. Obviously, that's kind of a given, but that's not really a strategy, right? And to make more money, you could do loads of different things. You could use different types of tactics, but choosing to launch a loyalty program is a big undertaking. And so one of the big advice I always give to clients and prospects is to really have a loyalty goal in mind. So thinking about what is it, there's probably a problem in your company at the moment or in your strategy that you're trying to fix with having a loyalty program. So this might be that you're not retaining enough customers, or you really need to grow the number of your customers, or you need to grow the value that each customer has for you. So the customer lifetime value. For some companies, loyalty is a pure data play. We see this quite often, especially now since the pandemic. More and more companies and brands around the world have realized that they need to really understand who the customer is in order to keep them around, really. And so also with the cookies going away very soon and all of these different digital trends, more companies are looking to gain customer data. And loyalty program, a formal loyalty program, is a fantastic way to do that, because obviously customers have become a lot more wary of giving away their personal data. And so you really need to give them a good reason to, and providing them with rewards or offers or personalized perks is a great way to incentivize this. So overall, having an end goal in mind as a first point in your loyalty strategy is extremely important.
Right. So there are actually quite a lot of different objectives that a loyalty program can meet. It's not necessarily just one. So a company could have quite a few goals that they have in mind that a loyalty program could cover. So it's all about really understanding what those goals are and being clear when they start to speak to a loyalty provider, so they know exactly how to build their program.
Absolutely, that's exactly right.
So that takes us on quite nicely to the next key part of a loyalty program, which is all about rewards. Now, obviously, the key part of a loyalty program is knowing what kind of mechanics you want to use for rewards, because the basis of loyalty is driving the kind of behaviors that you want to see. So you need to know what kind of rewards you're going to give your customers and for what reasons. Based on the goal that you choose for a loyalty program, that's how you need to start designing the reward mechanics. So for example, are you going to reward members for shopping more often, for buying certain products, or for even talking about your brand? So this is a really exciting point, because there's a lot of loyalty programs out there that are only transactional. So that means that customers only get rewarded when they make a purchase. What White Label Loyalty do is we offer the opportunity to reward any kind of activity, and that's because we have an event-based system. So once you've decided what kind of activities or customer behaviors you want to drive in your business, you can then reward them for that specific behavior to encourage them and incentivize them to perform that behavior more often. So people need to kind of get out of the tunnel vision of loyalty programs being transactional only, and start to think about what are the ways they can reward their customers. So for example, if you're a business that wants to increase your online engagement, then you could reward customers for talking about your brand online or on social media. So once you've decided what exactly you want to reward your customers for and what kind of activities you want to see more of, then you can go into choosing what rewards you're going to give them. There's many, many different rewards that you can do depending on what loyalty provider you choose. So this could be a physical reward, or digital rewards are part of a huge upcoming trend at the moment. We're actually seeing a lot of brands such as Starbucks and PlayStation introduce NFTs. So NFTs just essentially work as a digital asset that can be given to a customer, which can pretty much do anything they want. It depends on what kind of reward is attached to that NFT. For example, you could give your most loyal customers an NFT that gives them access to VIP events, or you can keep things simple and just opt for rewards like discount codes or vouchers. It totally depends on what kind of rewards your customers are going to find really valuable. And it's really important that you choose rewards that are actually exciting, because it's all about incentivizing your end customer. Can you talk a little bit about how a brand should go about choosing rewards? How would they know exactly what their customers want?
Good question. This very much depends on, you know, how far the company is in gaining customer data, having it already, or maybe they're really quite early on. But either way, I'm sure that each marketing department kind of has an idea of who their customer is. And if not yet, then conducting some qualitative customer research would be a great way to start. But yeah, just thinking about, obviously you need to think about who your customers are, what they value, but also I think what's important to remember is also thinking about what your brand is and what it stands for as well, because we've spoken a little bit in previous episodes about personalization and gamification, and this is extremely important because you don't want to have a generic loyalty program. And just thinking about what might excite my customers based on what my products are, what my brand is all about, it can be really quite that simple. It doesn't need to be overcomplicated, and you can always change, which is also good to remember. So not overcomplicating it, trying certain rewards out first, maybe getting some feedback. Obviously, as part of a loyalty program, you can always ask for feedback, you can always adapt to it. And then you have a great opportunity to say, look, we listened and changed based on what you wanted. And hopefully that will help the customer engagement further.
Yeah, definitely. I think the best kind of rewards are those where there's like a clear communication between the brand and customer. So the customer feels able to sort of give feedback on what kind of rewards that they would like to see. And the brand really listens to that so that they can offer more personalized rewards that are suited to each individual rather than just giving a generic reward across the board.
100%. And if there's something that you're excited about, so for example, you know, if you're in charge of this project or if you're in charge of marketing in general and you're really excited about the potential of NFTs within your business, give it a go and see what it does and try to follow that. It might make sense to have some sort of backup when it comes to something as innovative like that. But at the same time, I think it always shows when a brand does something out of conviction rather than just for the sake of it, just for the sake of giving discounts because we feel like people always like discounts. That's not true. And I think it really shows when things are done because people are passionate about them.
So on that note, how would a business go about choosing what kind of loyalty program to offer? Because there are so many different ones out there. It can be a bit overwhelming for people who don't really know which one would work, which one is suited to their business. Can you give us a bit of an overview on what types of reward schemes are available? And yeah, how a business would go about choosing which one's most suitable for them?
It's true. There's a lot of different types and we see a lot of variety within loyalty programs, which is really exciting. It's a good thing, right? That they're not all the same. I think easiest will be to give you examples per type. So starting with the most common loyalty program type, which is a points-based loyalty program. These are the types of programs that we're probably all familiar with. You shop with the brand of your choice and you get points back based on some sort of, you know, maybe it's a pound, one point per pound or something like that. And then you collect your points. At some point, you can kind of redeem those points for rewards, whether it's the discounts or whether it's gift cards or whether it's a special one-off reward just for the loyalty program members of some sort. These are the typical type of, you know, Tesco Cup card being one of the most prominent example that started way back in the 90s, I believe, and has really hailed this category. I don't think that we need to go into too much depth into this type, as people are probably quite aware of them. But to explore the others, so we have very popular our tiered loyalty programs. These might be pretty much, you know, looking the same as the points-based loyalty program, except that they will be set into tiers. This is a really nice piece of almost gamification where it encourages the program members to engage with the program a bit more, aspire, you know, to get into the next tier, to get the better perks, to get the next reward that you're really passionate about. And so it encourages them to use it, to think about it when they're shopping, which is important. And to also gain, it's almost about gaining status for some, which is quite fun to watch how some consumers get really kind of into kind of progressing to the next tier. A great example of that is Sephora loyalty program over in the US and also in Europe. They've seen a massive success, and this has been covered so much within kind of the loyalty space. What Sephora does, just like Starbucks does that. I think they also have a tiered program. What's nice about tiered loyalty programs is that they're nicely structured. So if that's something that you think that your customers might like, that they might like to know exactly what to expect, and if they want something more, then this is what they need to do, and then they will get the better perks, then tiered loyalty program might be a great option, because yeah, it just means that the communication is very clear, which is quite helpful. And you can also play around with them. You can personalize, you know, what the tiers are called, and it can just give it a nice little personality to the program. Of some other types, so we can talk about paid subscription loyalty programs. The best known example is probably Amazon Prime. You know, pay to be basically a member, and then you get better perks, unlike those that don't join. These definitely have advantages and disadvantages. The main disadvantage obviously being the fact that it's paid for, so not all of your customers might want to or be able to join, but that's very much part of that strategy. You don't want everyone to be in there. You are very aware that these are customers that are kind of the higher value for you, and that helps with segmentation and helps you really decide what rewards are worth giving away to these customers. Another big one is coalition loyalty programs or multi-tenanted. This is where multiple companies come together to create a loyalty program that kind of comes across all of their offering. A very good example of this is a Nectar program over in the UK, where, you know, you kind of gain points for shopping in Sainsbury's, but also for shopping at other brands. And you can kind of collect all these points across, and then you can decide where you spend your points as well, which is fun. But there's also other types that are not as common. So spend-based loyalty programs also exist. I would say that that one isn't ideal for everyone, for sure. We see this typically within the B2B space. Obviously, the bigger the client, the account, the more effort account managers tend to give it. So even in kind of a non-formal loyalty setting, this tends to happen. Similarly, within the luxury space as well, or maybe insurance, you know, the more you spend, obviously, the more high value customer you are, therefore, you're likely to get kind of better perks. But of course, one of the kind of downsides of this is that there's some sort of like elitism going on, or, you know, it is just not the best for every single business. A classic like Asda or Lidl or someone like that would obviously not really want to do that, because that goes completely against what the brand represents. Speaking of what brand represents. There's also loyalty programs that are very much rooted in their kind of CSR strategies, so purpose-driven loyalty programs. Brands that are very heavily branded towards, you know, how they give back to the community or what they stand for. The obvious examples being charities, but also commercial brands such as the Tom's shoes brand, if you're aware of it. They give back, I think, for every single pair of shoes that they sell, they give back to communities that are that they have really close relationships with. So it makes sense that when they launch a rewards program, they also give the opportunity for their customers and loyalty program members to basically donate their points and their rewards, and then they can feel even better for shopping with that brand, which really creates the kind of emotional connection, and it can really, really work. But I wouldn't recommend unless you have an existing strong CSR branding. That's pretty much all of them. The last kind of type that I would say that exists is a hybrid, obviously. So I would say that a lot of the kind of more famous, bigger loyalty programs out there that people might have heard about tend to be hybrid loyalty programs at this point, because you know, they might have started as points based only, but then they kind of put on new initiatives on top of it, which kind of makes them into a hybrid. And that tends to work really well once you're kind of settled in one space and you know what's working is worth trying something else out.
It's clear that there's so many different options that you can choose from. And it really all comes back to what we were talking about at the start, which is, what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve? And once you know what your goals are, it'll be clearer on which kind of loyalty program type would work best for your business. Also taking into account what we discussed about rewards, what rewards will be most valuable to your customers, what kind of loyalty program structure would they enjoy the most, what is really going to incentivize them to engage with your brand. For anyone that would like to find out a bit more about each type of loyalty program, we have a loyalty programs 101 guide available on our website. We'll put the link available in the description so you can go and download that guide to find out a bit more about the different options available to you and what are the potential pros and cons of each. So the next part of creating your loyalty strategy is really important, and it's all about how will you stand out. The market of reward schemes is becoming quite saturated now as more and more brands are kind of creating different loyalty programs. So you really need to be trying to do something a little bit different to make sure that you're standing out from the crowd. So there's obviously a lot of ways that you can make your loyalty program stand out, whether it's the type of loyalty program structure that you choose, the rewards, or there's other things you can do like gamification, which we touched on earlier. But essentially, gamification is using game-like mechanics in a loyalty program. So this could be anything from introducing a leaderboard, which is something that tends to work quite well because it obviously taps into the natural kind of human competitiveness, where customers want to see that they're maybe within the top 10 in terms of points, for example. But there are also other things, like you could introduce challenges. That's something that the Nectar loyalty program does really well. They offer on their app really simple but engaging challenges where people can, it's almost like a game on the phone where you could win extra points, for example. Another thing that you really need to take into consideration is, once you're putting all of this effort into creating a really exciting loyalty program, is how are you going to make sure your customers know about it? So sometimes we see a lot of brands out there that will create a loyalty program, but you'd be surprised how many don't talk about it enough. So obviously awareness and engagement are really key to success. So make sure that you make your program exciting, but also make sure you're telling your customers about it at every opportunity you can. Obviously, the more engaged your users are, the more successful your loyalty program will be, and the easier it will be to create an emotional bond with them. Because at the end of the day, a loyalty program is all about building a better relationship with your customers. And it's really important that you take into consideration all the ways in which you can build a better emotional bond with the end consumers. In terms of creating like more emotional bonds with your customers, another thing that you can do is personalization. So could you talk a little bit about how a brand might go about personalizing a loyalty program?
Sure, yeah. What you said was so true. It's all about awareness and engagement. And when it comes to personalization, I think people kind of overthink it a little bit these days, because it's such a term, it's overused all the time, and it feels like personalization is everywhere. But we obviously need to think beyond just kind of personalizing an email by inserting a first name here. It's not about that. What it's about is what I've touched on earlier, which is just making your loyalty program cohesive with your brand, so that making sure that it doesn't come off as just another generic program. Research has found that 90% of mobile apps are being deleted within a year time. That is insane. And so obviously, as you said, that the market is really saturated. Consumers are very used to being part of several loyalty programs at once, but there's only a couple that they will be really engaged with. And the difference between, just people just having the app downloaded and people actually enjoying the app or the program, wherever it lies, and using it, is really what makes or breaks your loyalty strategy, because you're paying for every reward fulfillment that every customer, whenever customer kind of chooses to redeem their reward, that is obviously cost to your business. But redemption rate is one of the most crucial metrics for the success of a loyalty program, because that means that people are actually engaging with you. So, making it cohesive with the brand is what I've described before. It can be as easy as just making sure that the loyalty program is an extension of your brand, really. So, if you normally sound casual, make sure that you communicate in your loyalty program casually too. Just even with things like the login screen or the welcome screen, instead of just, hi, this is this and this loyalty program, this is what you can expect. Be casual, have your voice heard in the way that you're used to on social media or in person or wherever else you might be marketing to your customers. Things like the tier names that I mentioned, or even points names. Burger King, one of our customers, they use crowns for their points, instead of just points. It's much more fun that way. Obviously, there's things like visual sides of things, making sure that it also aligns with your brand colors and things like that. Then the next point of personalization is obviously rewards. We have already spoken about it, making sure that it's aligned with the values of your customers and what they would really like, instead of just thinking, well, everyone will want to get a discount code on their cinema tickets. Well, if it's not exciting for you to hear about it, then it's likely not going to be exciting for your customers. Mm-hmm. And very likely, they might have the opportunity to get that discount code somewhere else. So why should they really, engage with your program? They need to have a really good reason to. And so if you're very much about giving back to the community, give them the chance to also give even more back to the community. That makes it really exciting and personalized. So gamification, think about it in a much more broader sense, is my best advice than just kind of, spin and win and all these like fancy little games. It can go much, much further. It can just be all about setting up custom rules with campaigns, when you have a campaign that goes on outside of the program, for example, for, Valentine's Day, come up with something fun for the loyalty program members to also engage with you for that specific event and for the campaign, and give them like a little challenge to, if you buy this specific brand from us in the next week or so, we'll give you extra points or this special reward that we just created for the next 2 weeks. That is what really increases the engagement if you get it right. And if you don't get it right, that's fine. That's also, you know, data that, and insight that you're getting back, and you can try again next time. But it's important to kind of be thinking about it at all times, because it's not just about setting up a loyalty program, but also about how you manage it on an ongoing basis.
So we hope this has given you a bit of an overview of the kind of things you need to think about when you're creating a loyalty strategy. So just to recap, you need to start with understanding what your loyalty goals are. What do you want to drive, and where are the key issues within your business? Next, think about the reward mechanics. What kind of rewards are you going to offer your customers, and how will they earn them? What kind of program are you going to run? Remember, there's so many different ones out there, and you can even take different parts of each one to create a bespoke hybrid program. Then think about how you'll stand out. Consider gamification and how you might personalize your program. And remember, there are so many different ways to make your program stand out from competitors and make it really engaging. So, next steps for anyone who wants to start building a loyalty strategy, please go check out. We have loads of resources available on our website, guides that you can download to get a bit more detailed understanding about different types of loyalty programs and where to start. And please feel free to send us any questions so we can cover them in future episodes.
Thanks for listening, and speak to you next time.